We are live.
What's up, George? What's going on in the House of Craze tonight?
Tonight we have a very special guest. His name is Justin Belmont, and the name of the book is Smokes the Fox. It's on Kickstarter, and it's coming up next.
Let's get it.
Only show for independents all around, giving you a platform to spread your word all over town. Cast the Craze is the place to promote to your fans with the dream of Medina and Sam the Crazy Man. Subscribe to our show and never miss an episode. It's time to get your meds, listen to us on the go. Updated every week, we never miss a day. Join the squad, come on in, it's time to cast the Craze. If you are an independent,
cast the Craze!
Making moves on your own,
cast the Craze!
On your grind in the streets,
cast the Craze!
Join the movement,
cast the Craze!
Yeah, George, we did it again. Come on now, I know you want to do it. Cast the Craze.
Welcome to Catch the Craze Podcast. I'm your host with the most, Sam the Crazy Man Vera, and I am with
George the Dreamer Martina. What's happening, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of Catch the Craze. We are live with you tonight, Wednesday, May 11th. We're going to be with you for about an hour, and we're going to be talking to Mr. Justin Beaumont, who is waiting for us to bring him in. We're going to be talking to him about Smokes the Fox, which sounds like a really, really cool title. It's a dope smoking mutant fox takes on the government. That's what the book is about. That's coming up next. But if you haven't done so yet, please make sure that you subscribe to the channel. Hit the link below. You know, hit like, comment, all that fun stuff. Hit the bell. Make sure that you know we're going live. And we're actually going live right after this at 8 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. But what's going on with you, Sammy? What's happening, my friend?
What's happening? So, you know. Today is like, you know, Sahara hot, right? So I'm working out. I'm working out trying to get my guns on, right? It's harder as you get older to, you know, get the curvaceousness of the, you know, and accentuate, you know, extrapolation of the I'm going to start like Jonathan. Wow. You know, when we go to the block and you got that guy that says all this crazy outlandish stuff, but he doesn't know one damn thing he's saying.
That's you right there.
So I'm working out, right? I'm getting ready to pack it in. I got my sweat on. I'm good, right? So I bring the cars into the garage, right? Because I don't leave the cars out. I only bring them out when I'm working out, and I put them back in because the heat is so crazy. I don't want, you know, melt my tires out here, right? So I bring them back in. But then a gecko runs in.
So
I'm like, I'm trying to get the boy. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? I said, do you understand how hot it is in here? I said, you're better off out there. I said, you know, I just watered the lawn. You got some, you know, you can, you know, quench your thirst, you know, you can hide underneath the leaves. What the hell? So I'm trying to get him, but he's jetting. He's like Carl Lewis. And I'm like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going all over the garage. I said, you know what? Hell with it. I had to close it down. I said, yeah. I said, look, buddy, I try to save you. I said, I don't want this on my conscience. God, when I go to the pearly gates, don't hold that against me.
Wow. So wait, did you the gecko?
I just closed the garage. He's in the garage. You know, I can't get him because he keeps running from me. He's a cute little bugger, but he keeps running.
That's it. He's taking his last breath right now as we speak.
Yeah, you should see me like a knucklehead. My neighbors were like, what the hell is he doing? I'm like, come here, buddy. I'm like, get over here.
Sam's adventures in Texas continue.
Yo, it's crazy.
They carry on. So damn. All right. Well, it sounds like you're getting used to living out there in the Lone Star State.
And these bugs, they don't want to stay outside. They all want to come in here. Bugs. And I'm like, yo, stay outside. I was like, yo, it's crazy. I feel bad for the spiders. You know, I didn't watch it, but you know, I got these 8-foot, you know, wooden fences, you know, on the perimeter. And so, but the spiders make that their domain, and they, from top to bottom, is nothing but webs, right? And they catch everything, and they eat them up. You know, we had to get the exterminator because they make themselves their way into the house. And he went out there. I don't know what he used, a vacuum. I don't know what he did. But when I went out there, there was not one spider web on the fence. Everything was gone. I was like, oh, I didn't witness it. I was like, all right, it wasn't my fault. Sorry. But that's what's going on. But getting ready for what? In 10 days, I'm heading over to the expo.
Yeah, you're going to Vegas, right? Vegas, baby. Vegas.
Yes, going to Licensing Expo. You know, I got my children's books here, all my children's books, which will be available on the campaign, all full color. You'll be able to get every one of the children's books that I've created. And then here's my branding. This crazy media group right here on the hat. Bang.
The hats.
Yes. Bang. And so I'm getting ready for that. And then I just got a letter from Fan Expo to tell me that they're starting this week to look at the applicants for Small Press and Artist Alley, and they'll make the decision on the 17th.
Wait, so you got a letter in the mail or you got an email?
You got an email.
I thought they sent you a letter in the mail. That would have made more sense because it took them that long to respond.
This is like 4 weeks away, 5 weeks away. And they're not going to make the decision till the end of next week. I was like, yo, you can't plan.
Oh, the show is the weekend, the Father's Day weekend, right?
Yes, in June.
Yeah,
and so I'm like, yo, you're gonna send me a letter to tell me what I already knew that I'm still waiting, that I'm still gonna wait. That drove me nuts.
Well, let's see what happens. Let's see if you actually get in. But you're doing another show though in Texas, aren't you? Aren't you doing like a kids Comic Con or something?
Yeah, it's a smaller event. It's called the Denton Comic Art Expo. It's a one-day show, it's a Saturday. Yeah. And I'll be there rocking out. And it's a kids show. It's all family and kids. And I'm taking all the kids' books with me. Yeah. So that'll be dope. So I've been doing that. But again, when I come back from Vegas, I'll be launching
Vegas.
There's an end of my toilet, issue number 2. And remember, if you back that campaign physically and you come back and back the second one, you're going to get this refrigerator magnet. Bang. This is big. It's the size of a trading card. So it's a big magnet that you'll get. And if you backed The Adventures of Wonder Duck and you back There's Nothing on My Toilet, you'll get it as well. So you have two ways to get it. If you didn't back issue 1, but you come back issue 2 and you backed Wonder Duck, you get it. And if you back issue 1 physically, you'll get it and you back issue 2. So huge incentives for everybody. So I'm excited about that.
Yes, a lot of backing. Yeah. Yes. But so May 31st, make sure you check us out because we're going to be live. It's going to be a launch party. So Tuesday,
7:30, we're going live.
31st, 7:30, launches at 8. So make sure you, come on, say hello, say what's up. Make sure you signed up to the page too because you want to be, you know, it's nice to be live when we're, you know, signing up. Boom. We had a good time the last time we did that, which was last week, dude. It's been a week. 7 days. The campaign for The Adventures of Wonder Duck has been live for 7 days. I feel like I've been doing this for 7 years. It's every day. It's every day, man. But it's good. It's good. And I've done well. The campaign right now is I'm at 69 backers. Yeah. And so it's doing really well. Yeah, I'm at 2,400. We're a little under $600 away from unlocking Mr. Vera's print. If you scroll down, you'll see the Superman homage print that Sam did.
Look at that, beautiful
for the cover. Yeah, that's a nice one.
That is sexy.
Look at Swole, freaking out.
I know. He reminds me of me when I was 18.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was me. I used the picture when I was 18 for that.
Did you? Did you? Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. Awesome.
Getting the muscles on, bro.
Lying ass. Anyway. So we are
my 18-year-old picture. Watch.
We are close. We are close.
Guns on guns.
And so make sure that you go on there. The link is in the it's in the show notes. And you know, we do a lot of live shows. We're doing live shows tonight. We got 2 tonight. We got the Morning Brew tomorrow morning.
Morning Brew.
And if you are watching the show, tomorrow morning. If you are watching this show right now, there's five of you watching. What's up, everybody? If you guys are watching the show right now, six, nice. But you haven't pledged yet, now's the time. Because if you pledge right now, I'm adding this into your pledge.
Wow, look at that.
Into your paquete.
So when
it arrives, this will be ended.
Dope.
Yeah, big shout out to Mr. Hector Rodriguez and Sean Lee, who are the artists and colorists on this piece. So if you pledge while we're on the air tonight.
To my package.
Yeah, whoa. Easy.
Stop looking. Stop looking.
Oh, my God. If you pledge, this will be included. And we're at 69 backers. So this, I was telling the guys yesterday, I was on dispatches from outside the box yesterday with C. Michael Lanning and Randy Zimmerman and them boys yesterday. Big shout out to Raging 2 Network. I was there last night and I told them, so basically what I'm doing is this, all right? I planned all these incentives before the campaign launched. I had all these things planned out and I was planning on doing this and I was hoping that, you know, I'd get to this and I'm surprised that I'm getting to this early, but what I'm doing is every 25 backers, right? Every 25 backers. Justin Bahan, you want this book. What up, Pops? So every 25 backers on the campaign, what I'm doing is, you guys are familiar with Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Chocolat.
The golden ticket. Yeah. So basically what I'm doing is I'm putting a golden ticket randomly in somebody's, I'm going to use the word package again, but Sam gets all dirty when I use the word package.
No, you're the one.
No, this is
the one at the urinal looking over.
This is you. Wow, you've done that. I know you have.
It's happened to me.
No, sure it has. Anyway, listen, stop being dirty. Stop being dirty.
I use the stalls.
I will be including randomly this golden ticket into your gift box when you receive it in the mail. So, with this golden ticket, what you'll be able to do is when you catch me in 2023, late 2023,
catch me
at any convention, you catch me at any convention, anything that I'm doing, if you come up to me and hand me that golden ticket, I will give you part two of the what up?
At any the one with the 69 backers.
Wow. Oh, what?
Why is this girl?
That's right. They're so dirty. Oh, what's going
that's
on?
Right. What's
this is a kid's show.
Gorillas.
I don't think that was like a
please Hercules.
I don't think that was like a diss, dog. Take it easy. So I'm including this. So the goal is to get as many backers as possible. So every 25 backers, somebody's getting that golden ticket. Right now, I have two that are going out. Hopefully by next week or whenever when we get to 75, I'll obviously do another one, 100, another one, and so forth. So. Yeah, there's a lot going on with the Adventures of Wonder Duck, and I'll be posting all of that stuff on my social media. So make sure that you follow me over on Instagram at Get Your Meds. I'm on Facebook, and check out my link tree. Word. I'm all over the place. But yeah, yes, my brother.
Word.
This is what's happening, man. This
yeah,
is what's
so happening. So we're going to run this little promo, and when we come back, we'll be talking to our guest about Smokes the Fox. So here's our promo. Where's that dang promo? Where is you? There you go.
Hi, I'm Samuel, and I'm the creator of There's an Alien in My Toilet, issue number 2, coming to Kickstarter. I'm so excited about this series. It's filled with variant covers, homage covers, and not only that, you get the guidebook, you can get the coloring book, and also the back issue variant covers from issue 1 if you missed that one. But not only that, I'm excited about the activity book. This one is filled with how to draw duty characters, puzzles, mazes, trivia questions, and so much more. But that's not all. I'm introducing Volume 2 of the trading card game. And this one has the element cards, the level 1 cards, the villain cards, the hero cards, and so much more. But then you can also get the stickers. If you missed out on the sticker pack, here's your chance to get as many stickers as you want of some of the most adorable characters from the book. I'm so excited over the years that I've received so many critic reviews, especially the newest one from Mary Dumas from Pop Culture Place, who purchased 5 copies for her store, and she recommends it to every parent that comes along. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate you, Mary. So, I hope that you all come back and support There's an Alien in My Toilet, issue number 2. And for all you physical backers that backed us on issue 1, and you're coming back for issue 2, I have a special gift for you. this amazing refrigerator magnet of super duty as he does battle against the diabolical egomaniac overlord nemesis Poopoo. And that's my way of just saying thank you to every one of you. So if you haven't done so already, please sign up. And when we go live, make sure you pledge. I appreciate every one of you. Have a great day.
What's up? Welcome to Guest the Craze.
What's going on?
You guys,
what's
up, buddy?
Oh, there he is, buddy.
Love the backdrop.
Yeah, I invested in a green screen. I thought, you know, might as well look professional when I'm doing this shit.
It works. It works. What's going on? How are you, man? Everything good?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome. I got my Kickstarter running right now, and I got my Indiegogo. It's still in demand. And I've already hit my mark, so I'm already past my goal, my funding goal. And I'm hoping to get everything printed pretty soon, and I'm going to fulfill. Actually, I had a schedule as my plan to be one of the first people to actually fulfill before they said they were going to. That's my plan anyway. So
right now it's May 20th. Well, it ends May 20th. When was the fulfillment that you have planned?
I was going to tell everybody I was going to get everything out by August.
Okay. All right.
So cool. I'm shooting for July.
All right. Sounds good, man. Sounds good. So Justin, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go into your Kickstarter.
I got into comics around the same time I got into marijuana. So around 15 years old. And I guess I was hooked since that first day. I was past the joint. And I was really big fan of indie comics. They had a big scene back then, if you remember. They had, you know, everybody and their mother had their own character, it seemed. And I thought to myself, you know, I need my own character. I want to have my own character. And one day I was just sketching, you know, me and my friend, we were high, and I just had like a Bic pen or something, and I was just sketching out. And this Fox character came out. He looked a little bit like Cerebus, if you're familiar with Cerebus the Aardvark by Dave Sim. Mm-hmm. And I was influenced a lot by that character, and I don't know why it was a fox or any reason. I'm not, like, you know, keen on foxes or anything. I just drew a fox, and then I ended up giving him a pipe. It was like a fucking frosty pipe at first, and then I ended up putting an X on the pipe because the X before brand X is the way I was thinking. I was thinking something simple that it can be seen far away, so I thought an X would be cool, and then. From there, you know, I just had him in the back of my mind for all these years, and it just kept on eating at me. I got to do something with that character. And then in 2018, late 2018 in November, I decided to pull the trigger and actually begin production of my comic, Smokes. And I walked up to Mike Barron's table out of all people. You guys familiar with Mike?
No, I'm not familiar with Mike. What does he
Mike
do?
Barron used to write Punisher for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And he's the guy who created Nexus.
Right.
Familiar with that? And the Badger, the other character, the Badger, familiar with that? And he's just been around for, you know, for a long time writing comics. And he used to work for Valiant, Marvel, DC, pretty much everybody. He even did Dark Horse, Star Wars stuff for Dark Horse. And, you know, he's even won 2 Eisner Awards. So I was, you know, I was looking for a good writer, and he just happens to live in my neck of the woods. So I'm here, out here in Colorado, you know, the capital of weed. And I didn't know Mike smoked pot, but I had a suspicion that he might. And later on, I found out that he did smoke, you know, weed. And he said he was born to write this comic. So I gave him my idea. I told him how I wanted to go. And he came back with this amazing script, and then later, it turned into 2 different comic books. And I added Weaponized Werewolf, because Weaponized Werewolf was a villain in the Smokes story. And you're going to see both these comics go together. So when you read Smokes, some stuff is not going to be in that book, but when you read Weaponized Werewolf, it's going to kind of fill in those gaps. Gotcha. So you get a complete story when you read both.
Yeah, no, I'm looking through your campaign now, and some of this artwork, man, it's beautiful. So you serve as editor in chief. You hired you hired Mike to draw the book, and then you have to write the book. Yeah, to write the book. And then who do you have? Lee Oakes is the illustrator. Is that who's illustrating the book?
Yeah, originally I hired Lee Oakes to just do the character model sheets. Okay. And then I liked how he did them. He did a good job on them. And then I actually hired him to draw the interiors. Awesome. And he's worked with Mike before. Believe it or not, they did a job together for Popeye's Chicken, you know, the franchise. Yeah. And they had these comic books that were given to kids in their kids' meals. And it was called High Roller. You can look it up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And they hired Lee Oakes to do the illustrations. And actually, Mike Barron wrote the comic. That's and then he sent me copies of those in the mail, and then I looked them over, and I was like, yeah, he does draw pretty well. And I checked out his stuff online, you know, and then he did such a good job on the model sheets. But, you know, doing sequential art is completely different than a model sheet.
Yeah.
But after I checked out his stuff, you know, I had the script. Actually, I got it edited first, and then after I got it edited, then I hired Lee. I recommend you guys get an editor, no matter who you hire as a writer. Even if you got the best writer on earth, I recommend that you guys use an editor, because there might be something you missed or whatever. You know, you got to make sure the story makes sense, you know, punctuation, all that stuff. Then I got Lee on board, and then I end up getting, are you familiar with Rodney Ramos? I got him to do the inks.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
He's doing a lot of Valiant stuff back in the 90s.
Did he do Batman too or something?
He's doing Batman recently, I believe. And he goes back and forth and kind of just does stuff for DC and Marvel whenever they call him. Right, so he's just sitting there waiting for waiting for the phone call, and then he just gets to work. So I had to catch him in between jobs, and I asked him, because I met him before. He's a real nice guy. And he agreed, you know, to ink. And I got him to ink both of my books.
Awesome, dude. Yeah.
And you're an alien guy, right?
You got some heavy hitters, man. This is good stuff. You got Kurt Hathaway, right? Letterer.
Yeah, Kurt Hathaway is doing the letters.
Yeah,
he's also my editor. He worked as an editor for Image Comics in the 90s for Rob Liefeld, believe it or not.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And he actually did my trailer, too. So if you guys wanted to run the trailer, you can see he did that.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, man. So you have an Indiegogo, and you have this running. Well, the Indiegogo ended, and now it's on demand. So if you want to go to Indiegogo, they can get it there. And then you have this campaign. Was it one of those short campaigns? Like, was it like a 14-day campaign, this one?
I just threw it on for 30 days.
30 days, okay.
I know there's people that won't back on Indiegogo, and there's some people that won't back on Kickstarter. Yes, so I figure... If I give them both options, you know, I can get some customers, that won't back on Indiegogo. So I decided to do the Kickstarter, and, you know, like you see, I got 21 backers. That's 21 more backers, you know, that will enjoy the story, and, you know, and I'll be able to use this money to start working on the next issue.
Awesome, brother. Awesome. Yeah. You want to play the trailer, Sam? We'll check that out. Thank you.
Nicely done.
Yeah, very cool. I like that. Like that.
Next time I'm going to do narration. That's my only thing I wish I did.
Just a little narration, yeah. It looks good, though, bro. It looks really good. I like it, it's very well done. I love the colors, like the way you guys capture that mood, that werewolf and the fox move. I love the font on the logo, too. So now, have you hired Mike to do a full run? Like, how many issues are we talking about here for
I just hired him to do the one script, but I'm going to, you know, hire him again for the second book. It's just a matter of when he's available because he's very busy right now working on multiple scripts.
Yeah.
But I want to get it, you know, done this summer and then start production on the next one.
Gotcha.
And I want to get these books printed because I'm actually getting invited to my first Comic-Con in August.
Which one?
Colorado Springs Comic-Con. It's actually it's a pretty big convention. It's the second biggest one in Colorado.
Awesome.
They got about 500,000 people in that city, so it's a nice size.
Yeah.
So, and we got Jay Lee going to be there, and Bart Sears, Howard Chaykin, the creator of Punisher, and I don't even know how I belong on that guest list, but I somehow made it.
Hey, and, man, you made it. You're in.
I'll take it. You know what I mean? So
absolutely. And you're gonna have the books. You're gonna have these books there for people to buy.
Yeah, but I want to get them out to the backers before I go to that show, and that's so gotcha. I want the backers to get their books first, and then I'll be selling the books at the show. And I'm just gonna sell them at the same price that I sell them online without the shipping, of course.
Right. Yeah.
And I'll have some other goodies too. I just had some. You see those license plates I had? I don't know if you checked out the swag I got.
Yeah, if you want to scroll down, yeah, I think they're in there.
Right there, I got those neck gaiters right there. You see, scroll up a little bit. I got, bottle openers. I got those license plates.
Nice. That's cool.
They're all, like, solid metal aluminum, like a license, like a stop sign, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
kind of aluminum, and you get one of those if you want to add it as an add-on. And then I got those neck gaiters right there too. If you don't want to wear it on your face, it's basically a print, a cloth print.
Yeah, that's nice. And then you have the metal bottle opener, right?
Yeah. Then I got these metal bottle openers. If you scroll down, yeah, right there. They're double-sided, like those old-school bartender mm-hmm. ones.
Yeah, yeah.
They came out nice. Those are 10 bucks if you want to have it added on to your order.
Cool. So you have – how many tiers do you have? How many reward tiers do you have on the campaign?
The Kickstarter's got less tiers than the Indiegogo. I got original art on the Indiegogo page. But right here I got a digital tier, and I got the signed tier, and then I just have the all three covers tier if you wanted to get all three covers.
Now, is that one book like one book ends and the other one begins, or is it two separate comics that you're getting?
They're two separate comics. You're going to get two separate books, and they're two separate titles, but the stories go together. But Weaponized Werewolf takes place 15 years prior to Smokes. But you want to read Smokes first, then you're going to want to dive into Weaponized Werewolf. And okay. The story goes is it's about Project Minotaur. You're an alien guy, right, Craze?
Yeah.
And if you're familiar with Dulce Base, Area 52 in mm-hmm. New Mexico.
Yeah.
Well, the story is similar to that. In my book, I call it Project Minotaur, and it's right there on the border of Colorado and New Mexico. And it's underground, and they're working with alien grays. And they're creating these hybrids. And Smokes is the most intelligent hybrid that they created. And Weaponized Werewolf is the strongest, you know. And Smokes is so intelligent, he's actually able to escape the facility. And this colonel makes the mistake of his life and gives the order to let Weaponized Werewolf loose to go chase down Smokes and eliminate him. So that's how the story starts.
Right.
without this alien technology, none of this is possible. So
nice.
I use a little bit of the lore of the Area 52 lore in my book.
It's Area, right. Area 51, no? Or is it, am I wrong?
Yeah, but they prefer that base is Area 52, like as the sequel. Gotcha. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
And those are stretch goals right there. So we unlock the smoke sticker and the weaponized wearable sticker. And that Sepoy, that gray alien right there, that unlocks at 8K. And I'm adding both campaign totals together so I can, and I'm almost to 8K. I'm about $400 and something short of hitting 8K. So, and then when I unlock that, everybody who's a physical backer on either Kickstarter or Indiegogo is going to get, you know, the perks, the stickers.
Right.
So
that's awesome, man. Yeah, there's the Indiegogo one there. All right, awesome. Yeah, you did gangbusters over here, man.
Yeah, I did a good job on Indiegogo. I was on like I think this is around my 80th show now.
80th.
Yeah, good Lord. Fucking shows, believe it or not.
Wow.
I saw your tour too. You kind of inspired me. You had that duty tour, whatever, like online.
Yeah, that was 30. That was 30. 80 is
old. You inspired me, and I overdid you a little bit, but you inspired me though.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, nice. It looks good.
That's the peeing cover, the famous peeing cover right there.
Yeah.
Gerhard drew that, familiar with the Cerebus. That's inside the base right there. You can see a little glimpse inside Project Minotaur. This is later on after Smokes gets loose. He's in disguise. No one knows he's a fucking pot-smoking fox.
So what's the long game?
I wanted to do a mini-series, 3 or 4 issues, with the same writer, and then close it up. And then maybe do a spinoff or maybe do another comic and then come back to him, you know, or maybe I just might dive into a second, you know, set of miniseries or maybe just a long one shot. It all depends on how everything goes. You know what I mean? And this is my first campaign. I don't want to go all crazy and like, you know, I don't have the money to put out a whole line of books. You know what I mean?
Right. No, the production value is really good.
As werewolf, it's more of a horror book than Smokes is.
Right. Are you planning, is there like a crossover element between the two?
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of the same characters in both books right there. You can see the alien, that's the boy right there. He's also in Smokes. Yeah. And you're going to see Colonel Mayberry, the guy who gave the order to let weaponized werewolf out. He's going to be in both books. You're going to see a lot of the same characters, but it did take place 15 years prior, but not much has changed.
So tell us about that. You know, what was your thought process with regards to coming up with two titles where you have the crossover going on?
Well, at first I didn't have I just wanted to put out Smokes. And then when the script came back in the script, it said Bernie Wrightson type werewolf. And that was it. And then he named him Chaney in the book because Chaney was the name of that actor who played the Wolfman in the black and white movies. I think it was Lon Chaney or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he was like a famous actor who did the Wolfman. And then so he named him Chaney. But when Smokes was coming along kind of slow, the production, because the artist was working as a professor teaching art at college locally, and he was teaching from home, and he said it was taking it was really hard because of COVID, that teaching artwork is actually not that easy on to do it online, is what he says.
Right.
And then he had a bunch of stuff going on, and it just took forever for him to do the pages. So I said, well, why don't I just do another title and then tie these two books together and get a second artist working on it, you know, at the same time. So I got two books running. Then when you add the pages together, you get like the same size as like a graphic novel or something, what everybody else is putting out. So I turned it into two books. And one day I came up with the name Weaponized Werewolf. I was just high. I was thinking of cool names because I knew I couldn't name it Chaney the Werewolf. It wouldn't really be a catchy, you know, who's going to buy that comic? And I just came up with the Weaponized Werewolf. I thought it sounded pretty cool, but I know it's a little bit long, but I like the way it sounded. I just went with that. And then I had Kurt Hathaway do the logo. And Kurt's designed so many logos, man. He designed Black Flag's logo for Dan Fraga.
Nice.
Did he design Smoke's? He designed Smoke's logo too. Smoke's.
Yeah, Fox. Me and him. I gave him the idea how I wanted it to go and everything. Yeah, and then Gerhardt actually did the colors for the Smoke's logo. Me and him worked on that together. So, and then Weaponized Werewolf. I don't know, it just came out nice. I thought the logo and everything, and then now I got these two books. You know what I mean? So I figured I'd sell them together, and you know, not just get one comic, you get two. And two stories that go together, and I'll get, you know, both books finished faster because I got two artists working, you know, simultaneously on different projects.
Yeah.
So that was my, you know, thinking behind it.
So with the tie-in, Justin, are you doing like issue zero of Weaponized Werewolf, then 1, 2, and then maybe by the time 3 comes around or whatever, he'll link up with Fox again? Or are you planning something like that? Or is the crossover just going to happen whenever you want it to happen? Like, there's really no plan as to what issue they get together.
Right now, I'm just going to go back to focusing on Smokes 2, and then I'll probably go back and do a, you know, issue 1 of Weaponized Werewolves down the road.
Yeah.
I'll get back to him. So Weaponized Werewolf, you consider as like a bonus when you back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
And it's a backstory for Smokes, and it'll make sense once you read both. This isn't like some like Beavis and Butthead like goofy humor where you just like laughs and giggles and smokes pot. This is a very evolved, very, you know, entertaining story. Mike Baron does not disappoint, I can assure you. He his first mission, you know, his first job as a writer, he always says, is to entertain. Mm-hmm. So he wants you to turn that page. And once you get into it, you're gonna like, oh man, I wish it was longer. That's my only regret, that I wish I can make it, you know, 100 pages, but I don't have the budget, you know, for that or the time. And I just want to get this out to the people. I want to get it early. I want to show everybody that, you know, I can do it. I can fulfill, you know, and actually see my dream in print. You know what I mean? I know it must have been exciting for you to have your first comic book in your hand when you got it first printed.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes, there's always that feeling.
I want that feeling. I want it in my hands.
Yes, Aaron's asking, what's Smoke's favorite strain?
Oh, his favorite strain? I don't know if he has one yet. He's only smoked like one kind in the book. He steals these kids' stash, and he just gets whatever he gets. And that's how he got his pipe, too. He stole the pipe from these kids. They were camping, and they fell asleep, and they, you know, lost their stash. So
and Fox do what foxes do. That's good stuff, man. I like it, man. It's very it's different, you know. It's different than anything else. How long is the book? I know it's in the campaign, but just tell the people who are watching how
28 pages, and that's Smokes, and then Weaponized Werewolf is 16 pages, but I'm trying to actually make these a little bit bigger right now. I'm gonna add some fan art, some pinups or something in there, and I'm gonna I might add a couple ads too.
Okay.
Because, you know, you gotta have a couple ads in your book, you know what I mean? Gotcha. It doesn't feel like a comic book without some ads. I don't want to overdo it though either. I don't want to have a fucking ad every 3 pages or something either, but just a few ads and then wrap it up. I'm gonna go down. I'm actually gonna go to a local printer. Some guy recommended that I use a local printer. That way I can be down there and see what the fuck they're doing and, like, you know, watch the process, and if there's something wrong. Instead of going back and forth on, you know, in emails and all these long explanations, I can just be right there and just see it. You know what I mean? Right.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to do that and then see how that goes. And then, you know, I just bought all the stuff to fulfill. I got 1,000 backboards coming, bags and boards. And I got, you know, a big pack of Gemini mailers that just came in. So I got everything I need to fulfill right now. I just got to get a system down and, you know, get to it once I get them printed.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So so Dismay says Smoke's greatest nemesis is Smokey the Bear. We're at that point where we're going to give you the screen. And this is where you give your elevator pitch and tell everybody why they should back this campaign and then how, where they can find you on social media. So it's all yours.
Well, if you like alien stuff, if you listen to Coast or anything like that, you're going to like this book. If you are a reader of Valiant Comics in the 90s, you're going to like this book. So a lot of people that have worked on this book have worked for Valiant, like Rodney Ramos, Mike Barron, of course. And we got Peter Palmiotti, who actually did a pinup. He was just in the chat earlier. He's probably still in here. He did a pinup for the book. And I'm actually going to get some more Valiant guys down the road. You're going to really like the story, and then you're going to get into it, and you're going to be begging me for a second issue. You're not going to be able to wait for it. You're not going to be able to contain yourself after you read these books. And you can find me at Justin Belmont _ between my first and last name on Twitter. I don't really do Facebook or anything like that. And you'll see me around on these podcasts. I'm trying to, you know, do as many as I can. I'm always out here promoting and, you know, doing my thing.
Awesome. You know you're from Colorado when you mentioned Coast to Coast.
Well, I'm originally from upstate New York. I moved out here in 2000.
Okay. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I like
where
out here.
Where upstate, Justin? Where upstate where are you from?
Utica.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're up there.
It's way upstate.
Yeah, you're up there. Yeah. Good stuff, man.
My wife listens to George Maury all the time.
Oh, and, I'm a Coast to Coast insider.
Yeah?
Paid member.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. My mother-in-law listens to Coast all the time. I used to listen to it all the time, but I fell off for a while, but my wife listens to it all the time.
I usually catch the alien ones and stuff like that, the ones that I'm interested in, like time travel and, you know, Bigfoot or something like that. If it's a topic that I want to listen to, I'll tune in. And being a member is pretty good because then you can listen to it the next day. You know, you don't have to stay up to fucking 5 a.m, whatever it is on the East Coast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, Peter's still in the chat. He just says something there. You just put it up.
He says, Justin put a lot of work into both books. Looking forward to reading them.
Yeah, no, thank you, man. Pete's a big supporter of all things indie, so big shout out to him. But Justin, this is awesome, man. Good luck with everything. Where will people find you next? What's your next podcast that you're going to be at?
I think I'm going to be actually tonight is my next appearance on my own show.
All right.
I got this new show called The High Stream, where we basically just smoke pot, talk about comics, and do funny skits and, you know, show pot videos, stuff like that, pot trivia. It's a real good time. It's on my channel. I'm going to drop the link so you guys can put that in the chat.
Yeah, definitely. What time is that? What time
it's
is that?
It's at 1 a.m. Eastern, though, so you got to be up late on a Wednesday night.
What? 1
a.m. 11 my time, so it's not that bad for me.
It's stoner time.
And it's co-hosted with Mr. Good Stuff. Tonight's going to be it's going to be a good time. So if you guys are going to be up, check out the show. I just put it in the private.
Yeah. I'm putting it in the chat. So this way, anybody who wants to catch
my channel right there, you'll find it on there when I go live.
Yeah. It's in the chat.
So, tonight, so Thursday morning,
basically. Yeah.
That's every Wednesday we do this. This is my second episode. So,
all right,
there you go. Fantastic, brother.
There you go.
Congratulations on a successful launch on your campaign. And, you know, good luck at the Comic-Con in Colorado Springs.
Yeah,
you're doing the right things, bro. You're partnering with the right people. You're making all the right moves. You know, you're killing it.
Are you doing shows too, you said?
Huh?
Are you doing shows? You just got invited last minute, you said?
No. I'll be at the Las Vegas Licensing Expo in a couple of weeks, and I'm waiting for Dallas Fan Expo to confirm. I keep getting letters that they're still reviewing, even though it's in a couple of weeks. So if that goes good, I'll be at the Fan Expo, and then in August I'll be at the Denton Comic Art exhibit.
We got the Denver Fan Expo coming up in beginning of July.
Yeah. Maybe next year because, you know, I have family out in Aurora. So maybe next year.
That's where I live, on the edge of Aurora.
Nice. Yeah, maybe when I head out there for next year for Comic-Con, we'll hook up. All right, brother. Congratulations again. And you know what? You're welcome back anytime. Just hit us up.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
You got it.
Hey, bud. Take care.
Later.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, fantastic. The artwork is legit. Trying to get high at one.
Very nice.
Nice. Yeah. That's usually I'm crashing around midnight and because I get up around 7 and then I go to sleep around 1. No, the story looks good. I mean, running 2 campaigns simultaneously, doing 80 podcasts. Man, I was burnt out with 30.
Yeah, man.
I was burnt out with 30. I don't know how he does it. So fantastic.
No, but good book, man. Good book. A lot of nice artwork in there. Yeah. You know, really interested in what the story is about. You know, smokes the fox.
Yeah. So it's amazing. It's amazing how you have one campaign. You know, here's 2 campaigns. One popped off on Indiegogo, and the other one is a moderate, you know, on Kickstarter. So you don't know. You just don't know because you know you can be successful on one and not as successful on the other, and it doesn't intersect, and I wonder why.
Say successful, you know, over 6 G's.
Yeah, and, he killed it
over there. Yeah, that's a lot of subscribers. That's a lot of, you know, pledges and you know, with Indiegogo they take your money right away, so that money is an escrow. Mm-hmm. It's just waiting for it to be.
Speaking of that, yeah, I took the survey for Kickstarter and I brought that up.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's like, and they may lose some people because some people like the fact that you can wait, you know, the 30 days and, you know, things can change. But, you know, I always say there's 2 sides to it, because as a pledger, because I've pledged to a lot of campaigns, there is that flexibility where, like, all right, I don't have, you know, the $300 I'm about to spend on all these campaigns, but in 30 days, the money will be there. So I'll be fine. I'll just keep pledging. Da, 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 keep pledging. Whereas if you tell me you're going to take my money right now, I may have to wait a little bit. So from a pledger standpoint, excellent. You know, take them, you know, I mean, from a pledger standpoint, not so good. Don't take my money. From behind the table, you know, the person who's doing the campaign, the person who's trying to get this money, it's better if it's taken ahead of time, because there aren't any changes. There aren't any sudden, you know, I mean, they could probably still cancel their pledge if they change their mind, but at least you know that whatever money is there is there. So,
yeah,
you know, let's see how it goes.
Yeah, they're saying what are the things they said? What if we, they're talking about funding you back. They said, what if we, at the close of the event, whatever was collected, we send that to you while we're waiting on the others, and then we'll send that to you on the 14th day, because everything's in 14 days for them. So she goes, you know, would you be happier if we sent you what we collected at the close immediately on day 1, and we send that to you, and then with no extra fees to you, and then we send you the remainder of the portion on the people that they're waiting on the 14th day? And I was like, yep. One of the things I called out was, you know, the people who sign up, they should be able to receive the same updates that everybody who backed it gets.
Yeah.
Because they don't get it. They're not alerted to what's going on. I put the landing page should be searchable on Kickstarter. You can never find it.
No, you can't find search. It. You have to send that link out directly to them.
Yeah.
The other thing too is, like, even the night of the launch, when we launched my campaign, we couldn't find what the error was unless you know exactly where to look.
Yeah.
There aren't any red flags that tell you this is what you have to change. Yeah. This is where the mistake is. And they need to put those things in place so that you know, oh, okay, I got to clean that up. That's what's causing it. That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So unless you've done it for a while, which Daphne Lage has, big shout out to her, you know, you won't know. So
yeah
man, you know, it's a thing. I mean, and Indiegogo obviously has its own following, and Kickstarter has their own following. Zoop is out there now. We had a guest yesterday that does Zoop. Yeah. So there's a bunch of crowdfunding campaigns nowadays. But like we've mentioned before, we're going to move away from these live shows being for Kickstarters. We're going to be doing interviews with creators, sort of like what we were doing before, where we would get, you know, a lot of just, we're talking shop. It's just 2 creators talking shop, because I understand from a creator standpoint that as soon as the light goes on, as soon as light goes green, you want to talk about your product because you want to talk about your Kickstarter. Let's talk about my product, and you're constantly. So we're not getting to know the artist or the writer or the creator behind the product, we only get to know the product because it's only 45 minutes. And that's just not enough time to sometimes to convince somebody or to get enough pledges on a show. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to start recording the Kickstarters and going live with the creators who want to talk about the process and their journey and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So we're going to start doing that.
Yeah.
I think June, right? We're starting that in June or?
In June, yep.
June, yeah, June. So if you do have a campaign and you do, I mean, we're still going to do them, but we're going to save that for the pre-recorded show.
Yeah. So all Kickstarter campaigns will air on Fridays as pre-recorded shows. And so, which is why it's in your best interest to hit us up 45 days at minimum before your campaign launches. So because once we pre-record it, we can put it in to time it with your campaign. And the live shows will be dedicated to what we are known for at Catch the Craze is really to talk to the indie creator about, you know, them. And that's what we want, because I think that the biggest education comes from that for our listeners out there as well. So yeah, with that, you know, another great episode. Again, thank you again, guys, so much. If you haven't done so, check it out. Check out Smokes the Fox. It's on Kickstarter. Weaponized Werewolf is on Indiegogo. And don't forget, The Adventures of Wonder Duck is going on right now. And yeah, so if you haven't backed it, go and check it out. The link is in the summary. You know, I think we're trying to get to 75 backers next.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of incentives. George has a lot of incentives. So you take advantage of those incentives. And let's unlock that stretch goal with that amazing piece, but that fantastic artist, the Crazy Man. That's just crazy stuff. And sign up for this Nailed in My Toilet issue 2. Come and back it. Back both campaigns, Wonder Duck and Nailed in My Toilet, and you'll get this trading card size refrigerator magnet. A lot of incentives. If you like this episode, please subscribe, give us a thumbs up, let the world know that you like Catch the Craze and you support Catch the Craze. And with that said, I'm saying the Crazy Man Vera.
Don't forget, we're going to be back in about 9 minutes.
9 minutes. We'll be
just
back.
Just make comics.
Just make comics.
Carlos, man. Let's get it. All right. Yes. George Sajima Medina.
Peace. No, I was talking about my friend Laquise. I met him.
Say my name,
This is what you were thinking? Oh,
my. He described me. He said, I'm the
idiot. What? Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze.
Bobby. Candy girl.